Kohama, Nagaland scripts history on the swearing-in day. Salucuano Cruz, Western Angami NDPP legislator, breaks the male bastion and makes history by becoming the first woman legislator and also the first woman minister in Nagaland. The 72-year-old Naifiu Rio stormed back to power as he was sworn in for a record fifth term as the chief minister of the insurgency-hit state. Rio and his ministerial colleagues, including BJP legislator Y. Patton as deputy chief minister, were administered the oath of office and secrecy by Governor Loganathan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Chief Minister of Assam Himanta Biswa Sarma attended the glittering function at Kohama. Salucuano Cruz exchanged pleasantries with Prime Minister Modi on the solemn occasion. Salucuano Cruz won from the politically sensitive Western Angami Assembly constituency, a key segment in Angami Naga politics as the village Konama also falls under this. The Doying of the Naga movement, AZ Faizo, belonged to Konama village. Former Rajya Sabha member K.G. Kenye also made it to the cabinet, while former Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang also found a berth in the ministry as Deputy Chief Minister. Kenye had hit the headlines in 2019 when he voted in favor of the Citizenship Amendment Bill. He was suspended from the NPF, and he later joined NDPP and, in the election, contested from Chizami's seat. This segment in 2018 was in the BJP quota but was taken by NDPP this time. BJP lawmakers who made it to the ministry included State Unit President Temyen Imna Alom, P. Bashai Momba Chang, MLA Tunsang Sadar 1, Tizit MLA from Mon District in Eastern Nagaland P. Pavam Konyak and Bhaspani I Representative Jacob Jamomi. BJP legislators, Koridang MLA Imkong L. Imche and Kropol Witsu from Southern Angami 2 were also among the expectant but could not be accommodated. Deputy CM Patton and Pavam Konyak, Imna and Jacob Jamomi were all part of the Rio Ministry from 2018. Others who were sworn in were, G. Kaito Aye, Metsubo Jamir and C. L. John. Pavam Konyak, C. L. John and P. Bashai Momba Chang are from Eastern Nagaland. The Apex ENPO has been reportedly assured by a Home Ministry panel that as against their demand for a separate state, an autonomous frontier Naga territory will be granted to Eastern Nagaland at the earliest. Naifiu Rio is a former Congress leader and has served under veteran S.C. Jamir. He first became Chief Minister on March 6, 2003, heading the NPF-led coalition ministry. He was in office in the state till June 2014 and from 2014, barring a brief spell of president's rule. Between 2014 and March 2018, he was the state's lone member of the Lok Sabha. Naifiu Rio already holds the record of being the longest-serving chief minister in Nagaland, which was once infamous for political instability. Prior to him, his one-time mentor Jamir remained in office for 10 years, spanning two terms between 1993 and March 2003. Earlier, only Hokishe Sema could be in office for 5 years in between 1969 and 1974. Observers say Naifiu Rio will be under tremendous pressure immediately to cater to issues related to Eastern Nagaland and also pending political talks between the center and the NSCNIM and umbrella organization of NNPG. Prime Minister Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah are keen on resolving the long-pending Naga insurgency issue. An analyst say they gave hints about the same during the election campaign and also on the polling day. On voting day on February 27, Amit Shah referred to the peace process. While Nagaland goes to vote today, February 27, I urge sisters and brothers of Nagaland to ensure that the peace process that has already been initiated does not face any hurdles, tweeted the Union Home Minister. While Nagaland goes to vote today, I urge sisters and brothers of Nagaland to ensure that the peace process that has already been initiated does not face any hurdles. Only peace can lead Nagaland to its destination of progress and development. Amit Shah, at Amit Shah, February 27, 2023. Social activist Teja Theria told, organizer, that PM Modi will be expected to deliver peace and solution to the Naga issue at the earliest. Election is a constitutional process which has to take place and so it is done, but the objective of delivery and sustenance of peace in the region remain the core issue. The government of India had recognized Naga issue as political issue and therefore, the issue must be settled at the political level without which every other effort is temporary, he said. The goals of peace and solution have to be achieved to ensure a progressive and prosperous Nagaland, as has been promised more than once by the Prime Minister, Thierry emphasized.